everyone. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you today. I would like to briefly acknowledge Dr. Andrea De Maria, who's a co-author on this manuscript, and thank you for her support in attending this talk. I want to begin by saying that I have no relationships to disclose for this study. So to provide a little bit of background about the study that the problem that my study aimed to address, in the United States, half of all pregnancies are unintended, and this is higher in South Carolina, where 56% of pregnancies are determined to be unplanned. Long-acting reversible contraception, or LARC methods, specifically the intrauterine device, or IUD, and the implant, may serve as one way to address this burden. These methods are over 99% effective in preventing pregnancy, making them the most efficacious options available. They are more effective than the oral contraceptive pill because they are inserted by a healthcare provider, thus reducing user error. In 2012, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, or ACOG, stated that the IUD and implant should be first-line recommendations for all women and adolescents, a recommendation echoed by the American Academy of Pediatrics in 2014. Recently, ACOG strengthened LARC recommendations by encouraging OBGYNs to advocate the IUD and implant to patients seeking contraception. However, literature has cautioned viewing LARC methods as a solution to unplanned pregnancy without considering underlying social and economic factors. The United States has a history of reproductive coercion, especially the forced sterilization of women of color and other underserved populations, spanning from the early 1900s until the present. Previous research demonstrates that when counseled about contraceptive options, women overwhelmingly choose a LARC method. But LARC method counseling may become potentially coercive if they're the only options presented to women, or if these recommendations are based on things like race, ethnicity, or socioeconomic status. Additionally, coercion arises when LARC methods are not discussed with women. The feminist standpoint theory suggests that the social positioning of women and girls shapes their perceptions of the world and provides them a greater understanding of existing unequal power structures. So this theory provided the conceptual lens to understand reproductive coercion for this study. The purpose of the study was to explore the impact of reproductive coercion on women's perspectives of LARC methods and messages about LARC. The research questions, how do women make meaning of LARC methods, and how do women's standpoints shape their perspectives of LARC methods within the context of coercion, guided this study. So this study was part of a larger mixed methods project about LARC access. Qualitative methodology, including 6 focus groups and 18 interviews, were utilized to better understand women's perceptions of LARC methods. I used Hyper Research 3.5.2, a qualitative data analysis software, to code focus group and interview transcripts and identify emergent themes. Participant recruitment occurred from March to April 2014 and employed Facebook ads, online ads, email, and flyer distribution at local health centers and offices. Women aged 18 to 44 living in Charleston, South Carolina, were eligible to participate. The mean age of participation was 23.6 years, and the majority of participants self-identified as white or Caucasian. The rest of the participants self-identified as black or African American, and you can see kind of the breakdown on these charts here. The oral contraceptive pill was the most common birth control method, followed by no method use. 4 participants used the IUD, and 2 used the implant. So I want to move into a discussion about the findings of this study. To better understand these findings, I included themes with illustrative quotes, and you can see them right here. First, I would like to discuss how the legacy of coercion impacted women's perceptions of LARC methods. So the history of reproductive coercion occurred frequently in participant discussions regarding perceptions of LARC methods. African American participants specifically expressed concerns about the length of time that the IUD and implant protected against pregnancy. Some participants discussed that because these methods last longer than other contraceptive options, LARC methods seem to be a means to control their fertility based upon their race. They negotiated their perceptions of LARC in terms of prior reproductive rights abuses, such as forced sterilization of women of color. Participants identifying with reproductively coerced populations understood LARC methods and LARC method use as one way to further diminish their reproductive and fertility decision making. Contraception and fertility decision making. Participants noted that including women of color in messages about LARC appeared to be targeting African American women. Some participants perceived increasing LARC uptake among African American women as positive because it furthered their contraceptive knowledge and choice, whereas other participants felt specifically targeted because of their race. And they felt that these messages were one means to control their reproduction. Some participants remarked that LARC method promotion to African American women centered on trying to stop them from having babies, which you can see in this quote here. Much like forced sterilization was used to control populations in the past. The effects of past reproduction coercion shape participants' views of LARC methods. Especially if they identified with historically marginalized populations. So now I would like to discuss how Standpoint shaped women's views of LARC. Participants argued the importance of diversity of ages and races in messaging about LARC, while cautioning that overemphasizing diversity would appear disingenuous and forced. Discussions about diversity indicated the need for messages about LARC methods to be culturally centered in that they address what was important to the participants. Some participants valued when messages included many different women because they felt that these messages were more effective in promoting LARC to a diverse group. However, other participants noted that LARC messages with too much diversity were not so really focused on the women, but the goals of the messages to appear as diverse as possible. Women expressed that this type of diversity inclusion was more superficial, viewing it as token. Therefore, it is especially important to develop culturally centered messages when promoting LARC methods so that women feel that their specific needs are sincerely addressed. Identity also came up frequently in participant discussions. Some participants noted that they would consider LARC methods if they knew others similar to them who use them, while other participants, specifically African American women, expressed concerns about LARC method coercion. Participants noted the importance of recognizing themselves in women who use LARC methods because it allowed them to feel capable and comfortable adopting a LARC method. When participants did not feel as though they identified with the women who use LARC methods in the messages, they expressed frustration. They felt as though they were being ignored and marginalized, especially when messages included many diverse women but excluded women more like them. Interest in LARC method use was associated with how closely participants identified with women perceived to be using these methods. Finally, I want to discuss the coercion associated with withholding information about LARC options. Participants expressed limited knowledge about LARC methods, which they often attributed to only receiving information about the pill from their healthcare providers. Lack of information about alternative contraceptive methods was the norm. Many women felt that they were left out of conversations about contraceptive options and just prescribed the pill when they desired a contraceptive method. Most women recalled never being offered other information about options or the option of obtaining a different method. Participants indicated that they perceived healthcare providers as pushing the pill and that this was standard when seeking contraceptive counseling. Some participants found it refreshing to receive information about other contraceptive options, while other participants expressed distrust of LARC method effectiveness and safety because they had only discussed the pill with their healthcare providers. They perceived the pill as more effective because their healthcare provider strongly advocated its use and did not talk about the IUD and implant with them. Participants noted that healthcare providers may not be aware of LARC methods. Some participants were not provided with information about LARC methods because their doctors were not familiar with these. Participants perceived that their healthcare providers did not discuss contraception openly with them, and as a result, they did not receive information about LARC options. Healthcare providers' misinformation and lack of familiarity with these options made participants feel that they were unable to make decisions about the best method of contraception for their lifestyles, diminishing their reproductive autonomy. So after hearing about all of these results, I want to move into a discussion about the implications of these findings. This study offers theoretical and practical opportunities to guide health communication campaigns and healthcare providers with the goal of reducing the burden of unintended pregnancy while maintaining reproductive justice. Findings demonstrate the importance of recognizing how past reproductive coercion affects underserved and diverse women's perceptions of LARC methods and LARC method adoption. Awareness of these effects can help health communicators tailor messages about LARC to these women without furthering coercive practices or perceptions of coercion. Additionally, it can help in conversations with healthcare providers about LARC so that women can get all of the information without feeling forced to use a particular method. Additionally, this study provides message design concepts that appeal to women who have experienced coercion, such as emphasizing choice over contraceptive method and control over the length of time that a LARC method can be used. Health communicators should include diverse characters in messages about LARC so that women can identify with people who use LARC, though caution should be taken to avoid targeting one specific population, especially those that have experienced reproductive rights abuses in the past. Finally, healthcare providers should openly discuss contraception options with women so that women can make the best, most informed decisions about contraception for their lifestyles. This can go far in reducing coercion arising from unintentionally withholding information or providing misinformation about different contraceptive options, including the IUD and the implant. Thank you so much for your attendance. If you would like more information about the study, feel free to contact me or the Women's Health Research Team through email. And if you would like more information about our team, please follow us on social media. Thank you so much.